This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
على آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي وائل قال. So this hadith is in collection of Imam Muslim in his Sahih, and it's narrated to us by I'm going to start from the narration of the Tabi'in. Before I tell you what the Sahabi says, just because there's a story related to it. And this is maybe not the last night I talk about the mindfulness of the tongue, but tomorrow will be the last night, I think. That's how I put it. And we'll start talking about Hajj a little bit, because the Hajj season is coming, and you're probably not going to Hajj because you're still here, but you can still enjoy talking about it, inshallah. And this hadith tonight is it works in different ways in terms of mindfulness of the tongue. A little bit of a reminder for me than it is for you, but it's an important hadith for me to share with you. So this is what happened. قال أبو وائل, one of the known تابعين. I'm not going to go into detail about him. قال خطبنا عمار فأوجز وأبلغ فلما نزل قلنا يا أبا اليقظان أوجزت وأبلغت لو كنت تنفست. So he said عمار بن ياسر gave us a khutbah. And it was direct and summarized and consistent to the point, and it was short. It was just very to the point, very clear. There was no extra addings to it, and it was short. So when he was finished, they said, "Ya Abu Yaqwan," which is his name. Yeah, and it was clear. It was consensus. It was summarized. It was to the point. But you could have taken a breath in the middle of it. It's like Ammar just went, in one direction. He started alhamdulillah till the end of the khutbah, and he was done in like 10 minutes. They told him, like, you could have taken a breath. Don't you breathe? Like, breathe in your khutbah. Like, he was very quick. فقال رضي الله عنه إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول. Said, I heard the Prophet ﷺ say the following. إن طول صلاة الرجل وقصر خطبته مئنة من فقهه فأطيل الصلاة وأقصر الخطبة وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا. So this hadith actually is narrated for you for the last piece. That's what you're going to take from. I have to kind of talk about the first piece for myself. But he said, Rasulullah ﷺ in this hadith, he said, indeed, the lengthening of one's prayer and the shortening of one's khutbah is evidence of their fiqh, is evidence of their knowledge of Islam. Like, they understand why things are being done, so they're doing it right. So lengthen your salah and shorten your khutbahs. So a lot of people misunderstand this hadith, and they think that that means that the salat al-jum'ah should be longer than the khutbah. That's not what this hadith means at all. The lengthening of the salah and the shortening of the khutbah are in comparison to actions of the same nature. So the shortening of the khutbah is in comparison to khutab that are given. Not in comparison to salah, which is something, it's like, we're not comparing an apple to an orange. You have to compare apple to other apples. So when he says, alayhi sallam, make your khutbah shorter, that's in comparison to other talks that are given. So what's an average talk? An average talk is an hour. That's an average talk. That's an average talk in any, that's what average is. So making it shorter is around half an hour. That's very normal, by the way. Half an hour khutbah is completely normal. It's actually even on the shorter side, not just from our era, but even from eras from before. It's actually on the shorter side. To want something less than 30 minutes is basically play now. It's like the 15 minute tarawih, the when you eat and you just want to kind of do a little bit of movement to kind of get rid of that the indigestion. So you can make Salat al-Tarawih really, really, really short. Really short. And yeah, it's happened before. And yes, it still happens today, and you'll find masajid that do it that way. But is that really what the point of this act of worship is? And that's, I think, open for debate. So فَأَقْصِرُ الْخُطْبَةِ, making the khutbah shorter, is in comparison to other khutbahs. And إِطَالَةُ الصَّلَةِ, and making salah a little bit longer, is in comparison to other acts of prayer. So in comparison, for example, what you would do for how long you would stay standing for a given dhuhr, because Jum'ah is actually dhuhr. So how long do you recite Qur'an in for dhuhr, then make it a little bit longer in Jum'ah. Now we don't do that given very well. We should be doing it a little bit better. But usually, the reason is that people have lost their ability to show any degree of patience to attend Jum'ah appropriately. Everyone wants to be out, in a very short period of time. When Jumu'ah is a one a week event, that it's Eid. Jumu'ah is Eid for us. It's our celebration day. We're supposed to come to the masjid. You're supposed to actually not only, you're supposed to come early. You used to have a nice shower. You get your best clothes on. You smell nice. You come early. You recite Surah Al-Kahf. You listen to the khutbah. You pray. You hang out a little bit afterwards. That's how Jumu'ahs have always been during his life, alayhi salatu wasalam. Because we live in a time in a country where that's not available to us, we want to get out really quickly. But that's really not a good argument. If you need to leave, that's your, fine. That's your situation. But really, we should run Jumu'ah appropriately. So when we talk about the khutbah should be short and the salah should be longer in comparison to other to their same nature. So yes, Jumu'ah should maybe be a little bit longer. Maybe we should be reading a little bit more. But in the khutbah department, an average talk is an hour. And that's why actually hours exist as a time limit for things. So when we say khutbah should be short, half an hour is actually very reasonable. A little bit longer is actually very reasonable as well. I'm not trying to defend myself. I'm just saying that is what it is. Like when I give a halaqa, I go for an hour, sometimes an hour, 10 minutes. I don't do that. I go less than that. But to ask for anything less than that is basically telling the person on the minbar, look, we don't care. You have nothing to add. So doesn't matter. Just get up, do your thing quickly and get down because you want to leave. Because you can't imagine someone to be able, in both languages, to offer an idea in 15 minutes. Like, it's not possible. Like, the construct of society today and the complexity of problems, it's impossible. I can't explain something to you and cover it appropriately in 15 minutes. It's not something. Yeah, maybe there are super orators in the world that can do it. I ain't one of them. I need a little bit of time to explain the idea so that you can comprehend it and maybe benefit from it. But it's still well within what the Prophet ﷺ explained. So that hadith is important because people misunderstand. They think, oh, salah should be longer than khutbah. What are you talking about? What do you mean salah is longer than khutbah? That makes no sense in that at all. He's comparing these things to the same nature activities, not to each other. And then he said, really, the reason I read this hadith is because here he says, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا. And indeed, doses of articulation can be like magic. Sihr is magic. That's bayan is articulation. Sometimes, he's saying, sometimes articulation is like magic. Sometimes words matter. And narratives are powerful. And populations and communities and countries will literally change their mindset, will change their way of behavior just based on words that they heard that stuck with them. And orators of the past are really the people who changed the course of history. We know that. We know that even the worst leaders, even the leaders that are just pure evil, they were good orators. And they said things that resonated with the people that listened to them. And it's the words that they heard that allowed them to continue to walk the path. Whether it was right or wrong, they walked the path because of the words they heard. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't anything else that affected them. What affected them was what they heard. They heard something that was so powerful, it was like magic. And as he says, it's like magic. The power of words is very powerful. Your words are powerful. The point of this whole theme, your words are powerful. They possess power. They really do. It's important that you weigh them, that you think before you say things, because that power can either be used for khair or used for shar. It can later on take you to high places in Jannah or to very low places in Jahannam. It can affect someone positively and encourage them and lift them and elevate them and support and allow them and set them free to be great, or it can cripple them. It can chain them down and hold them down. Be careful what you say. Be careful how you say it. Be careful who you're speaking to and what's coming on, because it can be like magic. Those are his words, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was called a magician. He was never was. He wasn't a sahir. But then he used that word to say, but yeah, sometimes words can be like magic, can be so powerful, so meaningful, can touch a part, it can resonate with you. Like, yeah. And then it shapes your mindset and it shapes the way you move forward. And he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It wasn't magic, but his articulation was like magic. The closest thing to it. The articulation of the Quran is like magic. It's not magic, but it's like it. It's close. Those words in the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those quotes, those things he said, those gems he left us subhanahu wa ta'ala, are very powerful. They can shape a life if you allow them to. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي وائل قال خطبنا عمار فأوجز وأبلغ فلما نزل قلنا يا أبا اليقظان أوجزت وأبلغت لو كنت تنفست فقال إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن طول صلاة الرجل وقصر خطبته مئنة من فقهه فأطيل الصلاة وأقصر الخطبة وإن من البيان لسحرا. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.